Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Dubuque County was one of the Iowa's first local governments to pass a data center moratorium. Now the county supervisors are exploring an outright ban. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports.
The Board of Supervisors directed the county attorney to hire a consultant and draft a possible ban at a work session this week. The decision comes as the board has struggled to draft regulations for data centers since it passed its moratorium in late May. Supervisor Wayne Kenneker says it's time to stop spinning their wheels and consider a ban.
If that's what we want to spend our time and effort doing, then let's do it. If not, let's go to work on the ordinance so we can, in fact, take care of things before we waste this moratorium and talk in circles for another 2 months, 3 months, whatever.
Since Dubuque passed its moratorium, nearly a dozen Iowa counties have followed suit. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
In Illinois, Urbana State Representative Carol Ammons and her husband pleaded not guilty to federal charges of wire fraud and obstruction of justice yesterday. The couple was indicted last week on a combined 11 charges. However, supporters call the charges retaliation from the federal government. Reparations United Director Cam Howard says Representative Ammons is being targeted for supporting reparations for Black Americans. He notes that the Trump administration recently joined a lawsuit attempting to stop a reparations program in Evanston.
Her indictment must therefore be examined within the broader environment in which reparations programs, the public officials who advance them, and the communities that support them are increasingly being confronted with federal hostility.
Ammons and her husband, Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons, both plan to remain in office. Their trial is set for September 22nd. The nonprofit River Action is gearing up for its 17th annual Floatzilla on the Mississippi River next month. Organizers this week gave updates on the largest paddling event on the river that typically attracts about 1,400 boaters. River Action Executive Director Kathy Wine says getting people out on the waterway helps promote public support for protecting the historic river.
We have all these safe launches, and that's the whole purpose of Floatzilla, is to get people on the river and learning about the value of our Mississippi River waterway and its tributaries like the Rock River and so on.
Floatzilla will close the Mississippi River to commercial traffic on Saturday, August 15th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. An affordable housing project in Rock Island is slated to transform the corner of 9th Avenue and 25th Street. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports that Community Home Partners has secured more than $15 million in state and federal tax credits to start building soon.
The nonprofit is working with developer AHDVS to build a four-story apartment complex with 60 units for people aged 62 and older. The $21 million Valley Homes project will be offset by the tax credits announced this month by the Illinois Housing Development Authority. Assistant Director for Government and Public Affairs Andrew Field says such incentive programs have been vital to building more affordable housing statewide.
And so what we've been happy to see over the past 5 years, we funded the creation of more than 7,500 units of affordable housing throughout the state. And we make sure we have set aside so metros across Illinois are receiving these credits. There's affordable housing challenges all over, not just Chicago.
Construction is estimated to start next spring. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
And this is WVIK News.